Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we have not one, but two super exciting guests here today. And even better, they happen to be in love. And they have a new show, and it's called Ashley and Evan, starting September 9th. And so we are talking Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson, and they are married, and their new show on E! Starting September 9th is going to be all about their life together. Well, we're going to hear all about it. And we're also here with Allie, our on-air anchor, and Nick, our producer. So welcome.
Thank you. Hey. We're happy to be here.
So happy to be here.
We are really glad that you are here. And for all you podcast listeners, I have to tell you that they look so adorable, so cute. Oh, Ashley, I am like loving your, she's got a floral jacket on. Guys, come to Hollywood Life because we're going to have portraits of them with their stories. You can see the pictures. And Evan, you're very coordinated in your red. It looks like a NASA sweatshirt.
It is. I just asked him earlier. I said, what is that?
And he's planning on going to the moon.
It is NASA. I was like, oh, okay.
It's NASA. Yeah.
Where'd you get a NASA?
I've been training to go to the moon. No, it's his new, I don't know. I thought it was really cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Evan has cool style.
You guys are matching. Yeah, I think it's very cool. I think it's more cool than anything that's Space Force that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably.
So, guys, I mean, you're both very high profile people, very accomplished, singing, acting. Why did you decide to go ahead and do this show together?
For us, we decided we had been planning on doing music together. It was something that we always did in our relationship. And then it would always be something that kind of got in the way, and we never really sat down and focused on our album. And as we did sit down to focus on our album, we were documenting it.
Yeah. Which was, it was actually like an amazing experience, but we were documenting it. And we started realizing that, like, you know, a lot of the inspiration of the songs were coming from, you know, our life and, you know, being in love and having children and all this kind of stuff. And we wanted to share kind of the process of it, but not just in the way that you get to see us just in the studio, actually getting to know our world and our lives. And I feel like also, I don't think anybody's really ever gotten to know us like that before. So it's
and it's been a long time for me. You know, I've been away for a long time, just in my mommy land. And so I kind of wanted everyone to be able to take a look at our lives and get to know where I'm at.
And it really wanted to be authentic as possible and true to who we were. And I feel like we accomplished that, which was really exciting.
Yeah. And we're releasing music with the show, which is super
exciting.
Each episode
we release a single.
What a great idea. Yeah. So every episode you're going to release a single from your album.
Yeah, the first one comes out this Friday.
I Do,
So we're excited.
The song's called I Do. Yeah, it was an amazing process because in the time of us shooting, we were actually making our album. So a lot of the things that happened, you know, inspired the songs, and it was actually really just an amazing experience.
Definitely.
You guys must have really good concentration because being able to make music and create singles as you're being filmed, I would just think like that requires a lot of focus.
It was a lot of work at times, you know, because finding time to be in the studio at night and being with our kids and working on the show. It was,
definitely on the show see me searching for my balance. I'm definitely looking for that.
And I think that was a real thing for Ashley, too. I think, you know, part of the reason why I think she stepped away, and you could obviously say, is that she, you know, loves being a mother and taking care of her children.
Yeah, like I hate missing a pickup or a drop off, you know, but this is something I also love and I've been wanting to do so badly. So,
and you've got now, you have two children. Mm-hmm. You have your son Bronx from your first marriage, and he's 9 now.
Yes.
Oh, he's a big boy.
I know. He's a fourth grader.
Wow, fourth grade.
He's about to be taller than Ashley.
Yeah. He's my twin.
And then you've got Jagger, and she's your little girl.
Oh, yeah, she's three.
Yeah.
And she's his twin.
That's right. And, and she's your daughter together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that is a lot to juggle. And so you, before you started, embarked on this, Ashley, you were really just concentrating on being a mom.
A mom, yeah.
Still always
the best
making
thing
music
in life, really, though, but always making music. But for me, it was something, you know, and doing this project with Evan, it was something we always wanted to do. We love duets and, you know, Sonny and Cher and his mom and Marvin Gaye and just great duets. So that was something we really wanted to do. And getting to this place where I can now my son see me perform for the first time. And that was so cool for me. So that's really getting to share a big part of my life with my kids.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. I remember he was in the rehearsal and he was like, "I'm proud of you, Mom."
Yeah. I don't think you've ever seen me more excited.
Oh my God, Ashley was like,
"That's all that matters."
I was like, you're on 1,000 right now.
I win right now.
Does he understand like the life that you both come from and the families that you come from and the work that you do?
He's extremely smart, so I think he's aware of things.
He grew up around.
He did
music and everything too.
Oh, is he musical?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's very musical. Yeah. It's very creative in general. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that people are interested in his family. I don't know, but it's in a very innocent way.
Yeah, that's good.
But he still just wants to, you know, get together with his buddy boys and have play dates.
Of course, that's what we do. Yeah.
And so the new single is called "I Do." Mm-hmm. Now, and I take it that is about your relationship and about your commitment to each other.
Yes,
it is. It is.
And trust.
Is it about your proposal or about your wedding?
No, it's just a overall. Go ahead.
No, but it is. It's about all those things, and it's about trusting one another and giving yourself to someone else and being confident in that. And I think it's a special song because it doesn't have to be just for people that are in love. Like, it could be to your children. It could be
universal.
Anything. Yeah, it's a sweet song, you know, I think.
Aww. I do too, baby.
Now, you've been married for 4 years now.
Yeah, we just had our anniversary.
So weird. It feels like it was yesterday.
Thanks.
I can't believe it's been 4 years.
I know.
Well, listen, it goes by fast.
Yes. Flown
it
by,
does.
Yeah.
When you're hot, so like fast. When it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
So I've read, I think, two different stories about how you met. I think I read that you met when you were having lunch with your mom and Evan was in the same restaurant and he kept looking over at you.
Well, that we had met before that.
Okay.
We'd actually kissed.
We had made out.
Oh! So at that time, I was with my mom and sister and I was like, I made out. But he was really staring.
Yeah, I was going for it. I got like, I went up to her while she was like sitting in the jacuzzi with Bronx, and I was like, I think it's so sexy, your mom.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Where was that? That couldn't have been at
that's
lunch.
That's the pickup line.
I was going for it.
But where did that happen?
That was at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just get this straight. This is all very confusing because so you were having lunch outside?
So
we were laying out. I was with my sister.
In a cabana.
Yeah, and my mom.
It started at a party. Then we started dancing. And then we went back to my friend's recording studio. And we had like a fun night. But then we both were kind of in different places.
Is that
places
where you made out?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you met, you had a party, mm-hmm. went back to a recording studio and made out on the first date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we didn't see each other for a little bit because we kind of were both,
in different places in our lives. Yeah.
But we kept thinking about each other. And then we bumped into each other again. And then we bumped into each other again after that. And that's when
I see. So you didn't.
It was the buildup.
Right. So you weren't upset that you didn't hear from him after the first makeout
session. I tried. I don't think her friend wasn't trying to give me the number. Stephanie. She's
okay.
Like, I don't know.
No, but I think we were always on each other's minds. It was just a matter of the right time. Yeah. I couldn't resist.
Okay, then you saw her when she was in the hot tub and you wanted to pick her up there.
Meanwhile, I'm like,
So he gets to see her in
the bathing
suit.
I don't want to take my shirt off. I don't want to be in my bathing suit right now. This guy's staring at me.
And then the third time that you kind of met up, that cemented things. From there on, you started dating, becoming a couple.
It was on. Yeah. We both knew we liked each other. It was more like passing moments.
Yeah.
Well, and you had met his mom, Diana, at a show?
Hollywood Bowl.
We were together then, though.
Oh, but yeah, you were together then. Oh, okay.
And she had just done the Hollywood Bowl and did Chicago there.
Like, oh. So that was like the week before, so it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So since this has worked out so well for you, the two of you met and you fell in love, got married, you have a child, and now you're happily doing the show and music together, what do you think the secret is? I mean, you guys seem to be so happy together. I mean, what's your secret?
We really do like each other.
I think it's love. I don't know how you even explain that. I think, you know, obviously we work at things and we... But I think one of the bigger things, even the reason why we did the show is, and also worked together, was because we wanted to keep the family together. And I think a lot of times in this industry, when you're working, you guys separate, you know, because when I was doing Star, I was away for so long and things like that. And it's nice to be able to create with your family, you know. And we got to be around the kids every day. We got to make music together. And that to me is like, you know, finding those times to really be all together is important.
Definitely. And like holding on to this like moment in this project that we get to share together, you know, mm-hmm. and just kind of enjoying it.
And so it sounds like you like to sing together, but you obviously must like to talk. You're good at communicating with each other too. Yes,
for sure.
Yes, we know each other really well.
Yeah. Are you nervous about anything? Not nervous, but you had to be vulnerable, of course, to be on camera and allow cameras into your life. Were you nervous to open up your doors, especially again, you know?
I mean, definitely. I mean, right. I think in the beginning, I knew when, you know, and when it had turned into this thing, we're like, okay, we want to do a docuseries. And when it was time to go, I was definitely like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing it. I think we both were.
Yeah, I think
like,
even though we're producing it, it's still one of those things where it's like, you know.
But you know when you sign on to do it that you have to come with an open heart and really like if you're doing this, you really have to be your most authentic self and kind of just let things happen. Mm-hmm. And we did that and we had a really great crew. And
yeah, and I feel like people could tell when you're not really allowing people into your world. And I think we wanted to, that was one of the things she told me too in the beginning. She was like, you know, because she's done it before. She was like, you have to allow people to actually, you know, be a part of stuff. You can't just say no. Because it's like at that point, people don't feel like they're really with you in that. You know?
Right, then it wouldn't be authentic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to let the camera keep rolling, even if you end up having
a moment.
A moment, yes. That's a nice way to put it.
Go in the editing booth and be like,
every couple does. I mean, every family has moments.
Yeah.
And the kids misbehave. And,
Oh, yeah.
So we get to see some warts and all.
No, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. It's very authentic. We didn't manufacture moments either. I think a lot of times, you know, people try to find things that are like
what's the story going
to
be?
Just to find something that's not really real. And we were very strong about.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wanting it to feel as truthful as possible. At no point did we want anything to not be like really happening and true to where we are, you know? Mm-hmm. Because if everybody's got ideas and you're like, well, that doesn't seem like...
Oh, yeah. I see. Like, they want to set stuff up for
Not even set stuff up, but remake moments sometimes that aren't really real. And we just wanted to feel very truthful and documentary-wise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we didn't... Yeah, we kept it really truthful.
Yeah, because you had said that you felt like people looked at pictures of you two together and they didn't really know you.
For sure.
And what do you want them to know about you and learn about you guys through this process?
I mean, this is just, God, I don't know. I mean, we're goofy and I'm goofy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm probably goofy too.
But hopefully that there's a sense of like love and positivity and, you know.
Yeah, I think right now too, I think it's really nice to, you know, do something that is positive and it is about love. And I think, It's a good time for that right now.
And working through situations and finding balance. And you know what I mean? There's definitely moments where we have to get through things.
But even some of our friends, you get to see them go through some real important moments that I feel like are, you know, important lessons and things that I feel like, you know, for women and men, you know.
And also just having fun, like having fun with this life. It's our life.
Yeah, we do.
Our
we
one life.
It's true. That's a very true point. It is. Everyone just has one life. And so you want to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And what's the most important thing in it is love. Right. Ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I have to ask you. So were you nervous the very first time? I'm getting nervous even talking about it. To meet Evan's mom, Diana Ross?
I guess a little bit. I definitely wanted to dress good. I was like, all right, I got to get like a really cool outfit.
I know, because it's I'm hard like, enough meeting in-laws.
I'm Evan's girlfriend. I definitely want to look cool right now. But she was so sweet and so open and loving right from the get-go, which really made it all the much easier.
Yeah, my mom loves that.
I was like, okay, now I can breathe. She likes me.
She loves you. It's true.
I love her.
But it's all, listen, it's hard to meet anyone's, your new boyfriend or you're getting serious. It's always hard to meet the parents.
Right.
No matter who they are, let alone like he happens to have an icon as a mom.
Right. Definitely.
Well, and you said that they were kind of similar. You feel like Ashley and
Yeah, I do. I feel like they understand each other. I think they've got, you know, I think my mom is really in tune with so much and she's just got so many good, like, lessons and positivity, and I think she's always just really gravitated towards Ashley. It's always been
I love her positivity. It's really good.
And they're both superstars, yeah.
Superstars.
Thanks, babe. Yeah. Aww, that's I'm so like, sweet. Yeah. Can we all marry him?
I know, right? He's really a
Seriously,
good one. I got really lucky.
Siblings. Are they single?
They're not, but you know.
Bummer.
Bummer.
So, okay, then I'll ask you, Evan, were you nervous about meeting Ashley's parents? I mean, they're well-known figures,
What's funny
too.
Is I had met her dad before.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't met your mom.
Yeah.
Her family's, like, so fun and easy to be around. I was like, I felt like I was, like, as soon as I got there, it was, like, just a good
You're
time.
You're, like, at home. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had met her dad before. And, no, I think I was nervous in some senses just because I wanted them to like me, I'm sure, but
I think my dad was like really happy about us.
He was promoting the idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He liked Evan.
And you guys double date with Jessica and her husband?
Of course.
Yeah.
Are we gonna see them?
Eric's amazing.
Yeah,
they pop in and they're amazing.
We have a performance that they come to, which is nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was fun, our first performance together.
Yeah, we had such a good time. Yeah,
that they actually came to.
Yeah.
Now, Evan, where is your family base? Because wasn't your mom? Didn't you grow up in Connecticut?
We're all over the place. And I got 9 siblings, so I've family in London.
Yeah.
Wow.
My sister Katinka.
Was your father based in London?
My father was. Well, he was in.
He was Swedish, right?
Norwegian, but he was in Norway, London, and Switzerland most of the time. So. We have siblings over there. My sister Leona and Rhonda live in New York. And then Tracy and Chetney live in L.A. And my brother Ross lives in L.A. So we're kind of all over the place. So someone yesterday was like, I feel like everywhere we go, you have family. I was like,
yeah,
it's
true. He does. It's cool. It's cool to have that many siblings.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then you also would have relatives in Norway.
Yes. Well, my two baby brothers, out there. Yeah, yeah. Well, they're not babies anymore. I feel like I call them
they're
my
big
younger
now.
Brothers. But they're in Norway and in Switzerland because they're going to Rose, the school.
I see. And your dad was he was a businessman. He's passed away now.
Yes.
But he was also an adventurer.
He was
wasn't
a climber.
He?
Yeah, he climbed all the 7 peaks.
Wow.
When I was young.
Those are mountains, guys.
Yes.
In case you're listening.
Yes. And he actually was in the Guinness Book of World Records because he climbed Mount Everest at the time, the safest and the fastest, you know, and he was the head of the expedition. So he was an amazing man.
That's incredible.
He passed away climbing a little while back, but you know, he was amazing. Yeah.
Did you ever do mountain climbing yourself? I mean, that's pretty serious.
We were somewhat forced to do climbing. I don't know if it was my, you know, I cried a little bit some of the time. So, yeah, we did the highest mountain.
Like you
in Norway.
And your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother and our friends Kaylee and Christian, we would all go up on the mountain. But my brother still climbs and he's amazing.
Like serious mountain climbing.
I actually climbed on the show, and it's the first time I've climbed since my father's passing.
Wow.
And I did it with my brother, which was nice.
That episode is a tearjerker.
But we did it. I don't know if I'm doing it again, but so we did it.
Well, I mean, that's like, I think, a really interesting thing. I'm glad. And then that that I'm fascinated that that's actually going to be part of the show, because people, you know, they look at you and they know you're in show business. Mm-hmm. No one thinks that you actually could mountain climb. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really different
mountain climbing, skiing. That's what we grew up doing.
He's so great
at finding out. Now you're a big downhill skier.
Oh yeah.
Are you going to Chashley?
We get on the slope. She's actually a good skier.
I mean, I'm not really that great.
She's a little cautious.
My,
but she's a good skier.
What is it called?
Your snowplow.
Yeah.
I know.
No, you're a good skier.
And where do you like to ski? What's your favorite place?
Well, my favorite place to ski is Verbier in Switzerland, but it's hard to get out there sometimes. So we go to Aspen. We try to go every year, you know, and I love it there. I've been going there since I was little, you know.
They didn't have much snow, though, last year, did they?
I didn't go last year. It was the only year we didn't go.
That was their first year not going, yeah.
Yeah, we had so much going on at that time. But yeah, no, we love it out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, how are you going to manage this tour? When does it start? Where are you going?
We're going to, I don't know where we're going.
we don't know, but we're excited for it.
Rodney.
The tour is being planned out right now, but we are definitely excited to get on the road together.
And do you plan to go? Is it going to be cross America so people can see you?
Yeah.
And are you going to be taking Bronx and Jagger?
I mean, we'll definitely have to make it a different kind of a unique schedule. But yes, of course.
Yeah, we want them to be there. I mean, that was...
And they're also in school, so it'll be a unique touring schedule.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
You just make it work. I did it growing up. I was moving around.
Really?
I was about to say, did you learn, you know, from your parents, I mean, kind of both of you, because your parents are in the, or your dad's in the industry, like how to bring up your children while you also maintain your careers?
I think, my mom really made it work. And I think it was so special how she did that. And I truly think that even though we bounced around a lot and we had sometimes tutors and things like that, that experience to me of traveling and doing that was way
so
more than I could have.
So she would take you on tour.
She tried to take us as much as possible. You know, she, unless it was like quick dates, but if she was doing a tour, we would go. And I think that that experience probably was better than even being stuck at a school, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From being on tour and meeting different people.
And just going and seeing the world, you know?
How do you guys stay so down to earth? I mean, seriously. I mean, you're exposed to so much. You live in Hollywood, famous parents, siblings. How do you just, I mean, you seem so down to earth. How do you do that? How do you keep your values?
You got good parents.
Good parents, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're down to earth and you know.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're like, I don't know. We're just real.
We're just really cool. Like,
truthfully.
We're just real.
Truthfully,
No, I feel like parenting has so much to do with it.
Oh, definitely.
Always.
That's, you know, the
it
most
really
important
do.
Thing and always
really
first.
Does.
Yeah.
Like Evan, how did your mother make sure you weren't spoiled?
I don't even think there was a chance for us to really do that. She was very, you know, we knew that what we had, our parents worked really hard for, you know what I mean? And you know, how far they've come, you know? And I think that we had respect for that and respect for what we had and money and all those things was, you know, we really.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
It wasn't one of those things where it was just like, oh, yeah. No, it was, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. We got to work for what you have, you know.
And his brother is just the sweetest, too. And you'll see him on the show.
He's on the show a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, on your tour, obviously, you haven't planned, like, you don't have it planned to a T yet. But Ashley, as a 90s baby, I'm wondering if you'll be performing some of your older songs.
I will. We were just talking about this last night. Yeah, we were like, you know, on tour, I got to bring out the oldies.
And then she's like, are you going to sing
Beautifully Broken?
Yeah.
She's like, are you going to sing Pieces of Me with me? I'm like, no. I'm going to let you have that.
I love it.
Well, that's great. I mean, because you've got lots of hits. So
yeah. I'll definitely bring them out for everyone.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. And will you, so you're going to have duets. Mm-hmm. And are you also going to have some solo songs too, Evan?
On this album, no, I'm about to start working on some music. But yeah, no, this album, we're kind of almost done. And they're mostly songs together. You know what I mean?
This is our album together.
Okay.
Together. Yeah. And then obviously, we're going to do our own.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
And everybody, you've got to go to iTunes on Friday. Is that where your I Do is going to drop?
Yes.
iTunes on Friday. And then Sunday night, 10 o'clock Ashley and Evan, tune in. And how long is the show on for? Do you know how many episodes you've got?
Yeah, it's 6 episodes.
Okay.
The first, short and sweet.
The first episode is an hour long and everything after is a half hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to look forward to tuning in on Sunday to that first episode, and then we've got our Sundays planned for the next few weeks. And good luck on planning the tour.
Thank you.
And make sure that you let us know all the details when you have them.
Yeah, come hang with us.
Okay, we'd love to.
Yeah. I'll babysit the kids backstage.
Okay, done deal. That's great. Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.